Hello and welcome to this new episode of the Alive to Die For podcast. Today only with myself, Melanie Limi, as Elodie has decided to take a little break from the podcast, but I hope that she will join us again soon. It is our first episode in 2022, and I would like to take this opportunity, before we do anything else, to wish all our listeners all the very best for 2022, especially good health, a lot of love, a lot of happiness, a lot of friendships, a lot of light, a lot of warmth, a lot of healing where it is necessary, a lot of wonderful experiences, a lot of inspiration, and all that you wish for yourselves. Today we are going to do something that we haven't done on any of our episodes before, which is a guided meditation. I will guide you in a body scan meditation first, which will help you to come more into the present moment and into your own body. And afterwards, we will do a reflection on priorities, which will help you to find out what is most important in your life right now, what is maybe a little bit less important, and what is not important at all anymore, and what you can perhaps even let go of as part of this podcast episode today. So please make sure that you won't be distracted for the next 40 minutes or so. If you are not alone in the house, then tell your family or your friends or whoever is with you that you need the next 40 minutes on your own because you're going to do a meditation practice. This will help you to feel more safe and more relaxed as we are going into the practice, and it will make the practice a lot deeper. And once you've made sure that you won't be distracted for the next 40 minutes or so, please find a comfortable position, sitting on a chair. It should be a straight-backed chair so that you can sit upright, keep your back and your neck in one straight line, and have your feet side by side on the floor. If you're wearing shoes, then perhaps now is a good time to take them off because you want to feel the ground through the soles of your feet. This is very good for grounding and for balance. Put your hands either on your thighs or together in your lap, and either lower your gaze or close your eyes gently so that you won't be distracted by what you see around you. Are you ready? So let us begin. Welcome to this guided meditation. To get us started, I would like us to take three deep, long breaths together now. On the in-breath, we imagine taking in relaxation, inner peace and calm. And on the out-breath, we release all tension, all pressure, all anxiety, all fear, and anything else that might keep us from doing this meditation, or that might come between us and a good meditation practice experience. So let's breathe in together for the first time, breathing in deeply as you can, filling your lungs with air, breathing in relaxation, inner peace and calm, holding your breath for a moment, and then breathing out gently and slowly, releasing all tension, pressure, fear, and anxiety, letting go and letting love, emptying your lungs of air completely. Let's do that again. Breathing in now, filling your lungs with air, relaxation, calm, and inner peace. No, sorry again. Welcome to this guided meditation. To get us started, I would like you to take 3 deep, long breaths. Deep breathing will help us to come into the present moment and to release any tension or pressure or anxiety or indeed anything else we might feel that could come between us and having a good meditation experience. Breathing in deeply now, filling your lungs with air. Holding your breath for a moment. And now breathing out gently and slowly, emptying your lungs of air completely, letting love and letting be. Very good. Let's do that again. Breathing in a long, deep in-breath, filling your lungs with air. Holding your breath for a moment. And breathing out gently and slowly. A long out-breath, emptying your lungs of air completely. Letting love and surrendering to this present moment. Let's do it one more time. Taking a deep breath in, filling your lungs with air completely. Holding your breath for a moment. And now breathing out gently and slowly, emptying your lungs of air completely, letting go, letting love, letting be, arriving right here and right now. I'm going to guide you now in a short body scan meditation. A body scan meditation helps you to become aware of different parts of your body, and that helps you to come into the present moment, because your physical sensations you can only be aware of in the present moment. You can't be aware of your physical sensations from the past, and you can't be aware of your physical sensations in the future. The awareness of our physical sensations can only happen in the present moment. So a body scan meditation is a perfect practice to bring us right here and right now. And being present will help us then in the second stage of our meditation practice, when we set our priorities, when we find out what is really important to us. And I'm going to guide you all the way, so there is nothing for you to do other than to follow my voice and to surrender to this meditation practice and to my voice guiding you. I would like you to bring your awareness to your feet now. And imagine that you could feel your feet from the inside out. Get a sense of what your feet feel like right this moment. Maybe they are warm. Maybe they are cold. Maybe they feel neutral. Maybe Maybe you have a tingling sensation in your feet. Maybe you can feel their aliveness, an energy vibration almost. Whatever you are aware of, simply be with the awareness, with the sensation in your feet, with gentleness, with tenderness, with kindness. Now I would like you to bring your awareness into your ankles and into the lower part of your legs, the area between your feet and your knees. Again, simply getting a sense of what this area feels like. Warm, cold, vibrating, tingly. Relaxed, tense, simply being aware with tenderness and gentleness. Next, I want you to move to your knees. The knee joints. Feel the front, the sides, and the back of your knees. Is there any sensation in your knee joints that you can become aware of? Be present with it now. And if you don't feel anything, that's fine too. Next, move with your awareness into your thighs and feel the front, the sides, and the back of your thighs. Feel your thighs from the inside out. What do you become aware of as you concentrate and focus on your thighs? Is there a sensation of warmth? Is there a sensation of coolness? Is there some tension or some pressure? Or are your thighs nice and relaxed? Simply being aware of your thighs. Before we now move up into the groin area, the area of your pelvis, the hips, your genital region, what does this area of your body feel like? Maybe you sense something there, maybe not. But simply stay there with your awareness for a little while. Maybe there is some warmth or some coolness, some tingling, some vibration, or something else that you can become aware of. And maybe it is even something that you haven't been aware of before. Simply be with it. Next, let us move up into your lower belly region and the lower part of your back. And your waist. What do you feel in your lower belly and in your lower back? and right in between. What does your body feel like in this area? And I would like you to take a deep breath in now. And on the out breath, concentrate and focus on that area with the intention to let go of any remaining tension or pressure that you may feel there. Letting go, letting be, letting love. Surrendering to the here and now. Let us move up into the area of your solar plexus, the area of your stomach. And the middle part of your back. And the lower part of your rib cage as well. What do you become aware of when you concentrate on that part of your body? And again, I would like you to take in a deep breath. And on the out breath, release all remaining tension or pressure from this area. Letting go, letting love, and letting be. Surrendering to the here and now. Moving up now into your chest area. Feeling your chest and the upper part of your back. What does your chest feel like right this moment? And what does the upper part of your back feel like? Does your chest feel relaxed, or does it feel slightly tight? When we are holding tension or anxiety or grief, our chest can often feel tight and clenched. And if you're becoming aware of this right now, if this is true for you, then I would suggest you take a deep breath in, and on the out breath, you are letting go of any tension or any grief. Letting go into the safe space that this meditation practice is for you. And becoming aware of the upper part of your back, you might sense some tension there. And if that is the case for you, then again, take in a deep breath, and on the out breath, imagine that you can let go of all the remaining tension in your muscles. Letting go and letting be. And appreciating whatever it is that you come across as you are sensing into this area. It's a very tender place because it's not only our physical heart, but also our energetic and emotional heart. And when we have been going through a lot, this is the area where we most feel it. So being really gentle here. And if tears want to come, let them come. It's okay. It's safe. And it's absolutely normal. Next, we are moving into your shoulders, becoming aware of the shoulders, and then moving with your awareness down into your arms, feeling the upper arms and the elbows and the forearms and your wrists and your hands, the top of your hands and the palm of your hands, and each individual finger if you can. What do your hands feel like? Are they warm or cold? Are they tingly? Can you feel their vibration, their energy vibration or energy frequency? Can you feel their aliveness? Moving up into your, from your fingers into your hands, into your wrists, into your forearms, into your elbows, your upper arms, and your shoulders. And coming to the throat and neck area now, becoming aware of what your throat feels like and what your neck feels like right this moment. And the neck, like the upper part of your back, is an area where you hold a lot of tension, or at least a lot of us do. So become aware of tension that you might be holding there. Take a deep breath in, and on the out breath, let it all go. Now, I would like you to move to your head, and we'll begin with your face. Become aware of your face, first in its entirety, and then I want you to feel your jaw. Is your jaw relaxed or is it clenched? Tight. Become aware of your cheeks, cheekbones. Your lips. Are your lips slightly parted? Or are the lower lip and the upper lip touching each other? Can you sense your nose? The air entering and leaving your nostrils. And how about your eyes? Can you become aware of your eyes in your eye sockets? Is there pressure in your eyes or tension, or are they relaxed? What does your forehead feel like? Is your forehead smooth, or are you subconsciously frowning? Many of us do this subconsciously without ever being aware of it. That was the front of your head. Now go to the back of your head. Sense what the back of your head feels like. What can you sense when you go to the back of your head? And to the sides of your head, to your temples. Your ears. And now, finally, go to the top of your head. And now, as you're lying here, and we have placed our awareness on every single part of your body, I want you to become aware of your body in its entirety, lying or sitting here. How does your body feel? How has it benefited from this meditation practice? Do you feel that you are more in your body than you were before? And is that a pleasant experience? Or do you sense a tendency from your mind to go somewhere else? I think you have brought a lot more awareness to your body, and therefore you are much more present now than you were before. And what I would like you to do now, to come out of this meditative state, is to wriggle your fingers, your toes, to move your head from side to side, maybe pull up your shoulders, move them back, move them up and back and down again. Just make circles with your shoulders or stretch properly, lifting your arms up as high as you can. And open your eyes, or if you've had your eyes open and just had your gaze lowered, then now is the time to look around the room and to refamiliarize yourself with your surroundings. Well done. And now we are ready to move into the second part of our meditation practice, which is a reflection on what it would be like if we only had a limited time to live. Let me ask you the following questions and answer them in your own mind. And if you find it helpful to journal, you can do that too. And I'm going to give you a minute or so to get some paper and a pen. However, whether you journal or not, this practice will give you a wonderful insight into your priorities right this moment. And that will be very helpful for the year ahead, because you can set better intentions once you know what is really important to you. I'm going to start asking the questions now, and I would like you to answer them either in your mind or on paper. Without thinking too much about them. Just taking the answers as they come to you. If you only had a year to live from today, if you knew for sure that you had only a year to live from now, what would you do? Who would you contact? Who would you talk to? And what would you say? What would be most important to you? If you only had a month to live, what would you do? Who would you want to talk to? And what would you say? And what would be most important to you? If you only had a week to live, what would you do? Who would you talk to, and what would you say? And what would be most important to you? If you only had a day to live, if you had left 24 hours from now, that's all. What would you do? Who would you talk to and what would you say? What would be most important to you? I hope it has been helpful and insightful for you to answer these questions. I always find it very moving to do this, but I think it is particularly informative at the start of a new year. You now know what you want to do most, who you want to talk to most, and what you need to say, and what is most important to you. And that will help you to make the right decisions for 2022. Again, Elodie and I would like to wish you all a wonderful 2022, all the very best, and we are looking forward to bringing you many more episodes in the new year.